Hey, welcome back again. My name's Lindsay. I'm the president of the chamber, and I'm your moderator for the candidate forum tonight. Our election is on Tuesday, the 6th. So we only have one person running for mayor, and Mayor Pat Branson's running for re-election unopposed, and her mom is not well, and she's in Florida. So Stephanie De La Garza from the Chamber of Commerce will be reading a brief statement from our mayor, Pat Branson.
As the state and federal dollars continue to get tighter and less, it is most important to have locally elected officials who can work together and problem solve in maintaining our quality of life, a stable and growing economy, affordable housing and cost of living, infrastructure that is well maintained, and municipal budgets, which are carefully reviewed and balanced. Having been involved as a leader in public service, as well as many nonprofits and businesses for the past 33 years in Kodiak, and with plans to retire here, I am committed to providing sound leadership and would welcome the opportunity to continue to serve Kodiak residents as your mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie. So Stephanie, again, speaking for Mayor Pat Branson that could not be here tonight. Moving on to the city council, we have three open seats with three candidates running. We have candidates Laura Arbolito, Rich Walker, and Gabrielle Saravia. Laura is actually present tonight. And we're going to let Laura start.
Good evening, everybody and radio listeners. My name is Laura Arboleda, and I am running for the two-year city council seat. I have been a Kodiak resident for 23 years, basically my whole life, and I am excited to be up here to speak to you guys this evening. 2 months ago, I saw an article in the paper about the open seats on the city council, and I felt a large tug in my heart to go for it. I'm 23, and I was like, well, I'm young. I don't know about this. So I prayed about it and kind of kept it in the back of my mind. Then one night, I was driving around Kodiak, and I just had to stop over at Dead Man's and look at our town, and I was like, wow, what a beautiful home that we have. We have such a beautiful community, wonderful people, always we're getting together to help each other out. And growing up, I have always admired the tight-knit attitude that the Kodiak community has to offer everyone that comes here, that visits, that lives here. You can expect to walk down the road and almost expect a smile just from anybody because that's the kind of community that we have. We have visitors that come here that are so in awe of our community because of how sweet everyone is and just how welcoming everyone is. And I am proud and fortunate to be living in a place like Kodiak that I can call my home. As I run for the two-year city council seat, I just want to let everyone know that I'm looking forward to doing this. As I establish my adult life here, my heart grows fonder for this place. And 23 years down the road, I want to be able to still look at Kodiak and see kids my age now and kids younger than me love this place as much as I do. I want to be able to work with the city council members for the future generations to come. Thank you.
Laura Arbolito, thank you very much. Thank you for being here tonight. Our next candidate running is Rich Walker. Rich apologizes he was not able to be here. Executive Chamber Director Trevor Brown is going to be reading a statement from Rich Walker.
Thank you, Lindsay. On behalf of Rich Walker, I have enjoyed bringing my construction and maintenance background to the City Council these past 3 years. I am proud of the work we have been able to accomplish, especially all of our infrastructure projects like Pier 3, Monashka Pump House, water and sewer upgrades, and biocell facility. And I look forward to upgrades for our harbors in the near future.
All right. Thank you, Trevor, for Rich Walker. Gabrielle Saravia was not able to be here, so I think Trevor Brown, our executive director of the Chamber of Commerce, is going to read a statement from him.
Sure. On behalf of Gabrielle Saravia, the statement, for the last 12 years, I've had the privilege and honor to serve the citizens of Kodiak, and Kodiak has been my home for the last 34 years. It is the best place in the world to live and raise kids. I have one kid in Oregon, one in the Alaska National Guard, one in high school, and one in third grade. I support the Kodiak fishing industry. I support our senior citizens. I support programs for youth. I support the Coast Guard, and I support more affordable housing so Kodiak homes become a lower cost for our citizens. If I get elected, I will work with honesty and impartiality for you. I ask for your support and vote on October 6th.
And that concludes the city council people that are running, and appreciate everyone that was able to attend. That also concludes our program for tonight. We'd like to thank KMXT for broadcasting this. We hope you guys are listening. The election is on Tuesday, October 6th, so we're trying to help you be informed. Make sure you get out and vote, most important of all. Also, again, we want to remind you that Chamber of Commerce and KMXT is hosting this community forum on drugs on October 5th. It's 5:30 to 7:30 at the Kodiak Convention Center, and it will be broadcast live on KMXT. So please come and join in the discussion on this very important issue. Thank you all. Vote, and good night. Thank you.